We're coming to the completion of our month of preparing, really, to enter into the pnimius of Iris HaTorah. And I'm assuming, I hope, that you have the pages still, those few pages. We ended last week after learning the fifth parak in Tanya, a little sentence from Torah Or, from the Tanya, and from Shari Tshuva, from his son, the Mittler Rabbi, and the meaning of L'Shem HaTorah, L'Shem HaTorah, to make that connection between the Torah above and the person and the Torah below. Zichru Torah's Maisha Avdi, the Mittler Rabbi writes, brings the Pasuk, to draw the light of the Infinite One, to reveal the light of the Infinite One in the Torah, which is the Tachlis of Lima, Torah Dveikus B'Hashem. To reveal the infinite light of Hashem in this world, in our lives, and so on. After reading this small piece from Tanya and from Mittler Rebbe, let's go now back to the article from Yeshurun that we read from 2 weeks ago. The article was written by the Novominsky Rebbe's Olga Zunzine on the Sefer, on that Sefer, which is a rebuttal of the Sefer that was written about the life of the Vilna Gaon, where there were unfortunately some things that were included there that gave the impression that there are irreconcilable differences, God forbid, between Chassidim and Misnagdim, even nowadays. And part of that discussion returns to this basic nakuda of Torah Lishma, which is how Rav Kook begins the Sefer. So if you have, there are two pages that say on top, Al Sefer HaGoyin, and we're all the way on the bottom of the first one. This is Ve'ela HaDvar Meshakos V'Gedolei HaChassidim Al Limud HaHalach. It's numbered page Tuf Mem. I don't know how you have it. It's in the pages of that journal, Tuf Mem. Eila hadvar meshekosu gedoy lachsidim al nibir halacha v'atera shenimser b'shas uposkim. These are the words of some of the leaders of the Chassidim. Really, this is something that we could learn about for the next 10 years. And I just learned a tiny little piece in the Tanya, and I learned a few prakim from Nefesh HaChaim, just to get into the inyan, but Ein l'dov asayf, there's so much. We're just touching the tippy top of the whole inyan. But from what we've learned, from the little that we've learned, so he writes, Eilad v'mashekosu g'del achsidim alim ra'aloche v'ater shenimser b'shas u'poskim. The understanding of the g'del achsidis, as far as the purpose of learning halacha, the purpose of learning Torah, shas and poskim. V'shal kach chibur balatanya is chibur hilchos tamat Torah. Everybody knows that the Balatanya himself wrote what's called Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the most famous part of Rav Shulchan Aruch is his classic Hilchos Talmud Torah. And all of this is formulated really in Hilchos Talmud Torah. So, truth be told, in the fourth parak there, those of you who have the Shulchan Aruch Harav, if you take a look in the fourth parak, there's something very, very remarkable there in this inyan of Dveikus B'Hashem and Torah. But if I start with that now, then it'll take us another 2 or 3 weeks on that inyan, and it's not for now. There seems to be something of a steer there. The Tanya talks about Dveikus as an ideal that's higher than Talmud Torah. That's what it sounds like. But those of you can take a look in the fourth parak. And we'll talk about that in some point in the future. But for now, it's clear that L'skar Yosef B'mokam Neman Al-Kadushas Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. It's clear from both what the Tanya writes in Tanya and his other Sfarim, and what he writes in Halacha, in his Shulchan Harav, that the center of all of Yiddishkeit is Talmud Torah. Learning Torah stands at the center of Yiddishkeit. V'chiyuv ha'gadol b'chol eis, and the continuous requirement to learn Torah, the Chassidim did not come, God forbid, in any way to lessen the study of Torah, to take away our focus from Talmud Torah. It's very, very clear that it was seen as the most powerful means of achieving Dveikus to Hashem, as we learned the last few weeks, the piece in the Tanya itself, that there is the most wondrous Yichud. That's what he wrote, the Yichud Nifla. It's the most wondrous Yichud, unity, that is achieved by a Jew with Hashem when the person's thoughts are focused on the words of Torah. Whatever piece of Torah that is, there is no greater unity than that. So there's no question that the Chassidim were not, although there might have been small groups that were losing some of this balance. That's true. But Chassidus, as it was handed down from the Baal Shem Tov, the Mezuzah Magid, and the Tanya, and other tzaddikim, clearly was not trying in any way to distract from that truth of, or to detract from that truth of Torah as being at the center of Jewish life, and being at the center of the avodah of a Jew to achieve the ultimate goal, which is Dveikus B'Hashem, and that Torah was seen as the most powerful means of reaching Dveikus. And here, of course, there was a machlokes, there was a difference between the Baal Tanya and Rav Chaim Volozhin, not as great as many would like to make it, but there was a difference about seeing the purpose of Talmud Torah as Dveikus, or as seeing the byproduct, the results of Talmud Torah as somehow causing unity in the higher world, as opposed to the individual's feeling or sense or state of Dveikus. That's true. That is a difference. That is a difference. What the author of this article, however, is now going to point out, and it's just a drop in the bucket, is that the view of the Baal Shem Tov and the Tanya, all the Talmud of Baal Shem, that the tachlis of Talmud Torah is Dveikus, is not something that was thought up by the Chassidim. It's not a creation of Chassidus. This is rooted very deeply in the Zohar Kodesh, in the Kisvari, in later generations, in the writings of the Bach, the Maral. We're going to learn a little bit. He just gives some examples. There was nothing revolutionary at all about the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmud Baal Shem's understanding of what Torah Lishma means. It's an explanation of the classic interpretation of the Zohar and of the Ari. And even the greatest detractors of Chassidus, those who are most opposed to Chassidus, would never have dared to argue with the Zohar and with the Ari HaKadosh. With how Chassidus, together with all the other things in Chassidus, brought this out, together with, and as it was emphasized, how it became such an important part of Chassidus, together with certain changes in customs and other matters, not all of them in Yoni Kedusha, matters of holiness, the whole package caused, unfortunately, terrible tension and terrible friction in the Jewish world at that time. And by two or three people that are still left in the world that are trying to make some problem out of it. So we see already over the years that Eilu Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, and it's Bechlal, by the second generation, for the most part, the real war ended and they joined forces, the Chassidim and the Misnagdim joined forces to fight against reform and to fight against the Maskilim and so on, and to fight for Jewish survival, which is pretty much how it is now, with the exception of a few holdouts who people generally don't take seriously. But it wasn't this Indian that Chassidus was Mechadish, Torah Lishma L'Shem Dveikus. It wasn't a chiddush of Chassidus. That's what he explains now, the Novominsky. V'chol bar das, any intelligent person, yede v'yovin, she'ein b'dav ezeh b'ein ha'chassidim ha'misnagim shum chilek. Any intelligent person who learns Torah knows that there is no real difference between the Chassidim and the Misnagdim regarding the centrality of learning Torah. There is no difference. Milvad simas hadagesh. As the only difference might be simas hadagesh, where there's an emphasis. It's true that in Hasidus there was a stronger emphasis. Davening became highlighted. One of the things that got the Misnagdim very, very upset was the hours that the Chassidim would spend with the Rebbe by a tish, by singing and singing and eating together with the tzaddik, which the Misnagdim felt time that would be better used learning Torah. So the simas hadogesh, the emphasis. There was a certain weight that shifted in Chassidus. It's true. No one's arguing that. There was something that shifted towards tefillah and his kashrus to the tzaddikim. And as we're learning in the writings of the Pius Etzner, that was not a coincidence. Of course, it's all the avoid of Chassidus and his galus of Hashem. Kevel Shem Tov Darish Min Ha'Eved Es Hashem. What the Baal Shem Tov demanded was when an Eved Hashem comes, Asher B'Shal Shul Nigash Al HaLimud, that when he approaches the Sefer, when he sits down to learn, V'Kaidim She'yosim Yuna B'Guf HaTalmud She'yageba, before he would sit and actually immerse himself in the Gemara, Yiskaven Sha'idei Limudu Asatayra, the Baal Shem Tov demanded that before the person begins to learn, he should stop and focus for a few moments on this thought, that Ayidei Limudu Asatayra, that through this study of Torah, Yidabik Es Atzmai, that he should attach himself, Al Pnimius Ruchnius Or Ein Sof, to the infinite light of Hashem, Shebesoich Oisi is a Torah that's contained within the letters of Torah. Which, by the way, we learned in Nefesh HaChaim. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, as you remember, agreed that before sitting to learn, that a person should pause for a moment and remember for whom he's learning this. Didn't disagree. U'masha Hoisev Shom B'Kes HaShem Tov. And that which was added in the Kesa Shem Tov, which are teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, one of the early collections of teachings of the Baal Shem. As you know, the Baal Shem Tov never wrote any Sefer. Which was added over there, which we find in the Kesa Shem Tov, Shuha Nikra Limud Lishma, that the Baal Shem HaKadosh called this Limud Lishma. Those explosive two words, that term, Torah Lishma, which the Baal Shem Tov says Torah Lishma is, Lishem, for the purpose of attachment to the infinite light of God that is contained within the letters of the Torah. That's Torah Lishma. That's how the Baal Shem defined Torah Lishma. Hayinu mishum hazui mishnasa shel hachasidus. There's nothing to be ashamed of, and no one's backing off of that interpretation of Torah Lishma. That in fact is the Mishnah Sachsidus. That's the teaching of Chassidus, the Torah of Baal Shem, and that's the Torah of the Hedek of Baal Shem. Shehemid es kavanas ha'avayda v'hamitzus al yisayid Torah Sahari. That it wasn't just a matter of Torah, of learning Torah. Everybody knows that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh would take kavana, thoughts, feelings, intentions, and would make that a centerpiece of one's entire Avodas Hashem, not just by learning, but by mitzvahs as well. That a person shouldn't do the mitzvahs in a way without feeling and without thought. Which again, not that the Rabbi Chaim disagreed with that. Adrabah, we saw that Rabbi Chaim encouraged his followers to follow in the ways, in this way, he didn't say the Baal Shem Tov or the Chassidim, but Rabbi Chaim agreed that there was something that was terribly lacking in general in the Avodah at that time of Jews. And this is all based upon what the Baal Shem Tov was saying is based upon Yisrael Teres Ha'ari. It was all built upon the Arizal. It wasn't out of thin air. All of the Kavanis of the Ari was built upon the Ari, just that the Baal Shem Tov made it more understandable for regular people. V'alkein Pirsha Ateva Lishma, and therefore, the Baal Shem Tov said that term, Torah Lishma, Lishma means L'shem Hashem. Rabbi Chaim said L'shem HaTorah. Rav Kook is going to begin with those words, L'shem HaTorah, we already learned. And Rav Kook will explain what that means. L'shem, L'shma means L'shem Hashem. V'chaderach shachasidis hamida asiyas kolamises L'shem yichud kutshubichu shchentei. The same way that Chassidus taught that all of one's mitzvahs must be performed with that thought and with that feeling of l'shem yichud kutshubichu shchentei, to bring this yichud, in other words, this dveikus to Hashem, al pi divrei Ha'arizal. Kacha ha'irez divrei Ha'ari gam el kavanas din ha'Torah. The Baal Shem Tov didn't say something new. He carried over this kavan of the Ari, and this insistence of the Ari that we have this kavana, he applied it to Talmud Torah as well. But as we're going to see, the Arizal said it by learning too. It wasn't the Baal Shem Tov's innovation. V'hamayein b'shulchan aruch ha'Ari, and if one looks at the sefer that's called Shulchan Aruch Ha'Ari, the Ari didn't write a Shulchan Aruch. But there are the customs of the Arizal were compiled by his students and students of the students in what we now have called Shulchan Aruch Ha'Ari. It's a small little sefer. Now they have somebody wrote a commentary a few years ago. But it's called Shulchan Aruch Ha'Ari, which is a collection of the customs of the Hanhoges of the Ari HaKadosh. So when one looks in the Shulchan Aruch Ha'Ari, the Kavanas Talmud Torah, you look in the Shulchan Aruch of the Arizal, in the section of Kavanas Talmud Torah, what should you be thinking about when you sit down to learn? Yimtza Dvarim Krovim Mamish, you'll find things that are very, very similar, practically identical, L'masha Kosev B'tzavah Asar Yivash, that we have from the Baal Shem. V'zeh L'shaynei. These are the words, again, the Arizal never wrote the Sefer either. But these are the words of the Ari as they were recorded by his Talmidim. V'zeh L'shaynei. Shetiya kavanaso, that when you're sitting and learning Torah, your intention, your thoughts should be, L'kasher es nafshay, to bind up your soul, Ulahadbika el sharsha, and to attach it to its root, ayidei haTorah, by means of the Torah, kedei lahashlim ilan, he's talking about kavanas with the Shem Hashem, kedei lahashlim, in order to perfect and to be mashlim, the tree, the ilan, is dveikus of kutshubichu shchintei. Ulahashlim adam ha'elyon, and to bring a shleimus to the spheres above, to unify all of the spheres. Ulasaknai, and to repair it. Kizehu tachlis kol brias adam, because that is the tachlis of man's creation. V'tachlis oisik b'Torah, and that is the tachlis of a person who is learning Torah. Now, if you would take these words, and you would have said that these were the words of the Noam Elimelech, of the Kedushas Levi, and you didn't tell the neighborhood Misnagid that these were the words of the Ari, so he would already put out a whole kuntras against this teaching. And then you would have the fun to tell him, I was just joking, it's not from the Noam Elimelech, it's actually from Arizal, which everybody's afraid of the Ari, and nobody wants to be on bad terms with him.
What year?
Talk about 1500s. So this teaching of Dveikus Bashem as the Tachlis, Kizel Tachlis Kol Brias Odom Tachlis Isaac B'Tayra. Those are the words of the Ari HaKadosh. So what did the Baal Shem Tov say? What did everybody get so upset? What was seen as such a revolutionary thing that Lashma means L'Shem Hashem, that one should be focused on Dveikus B'Hashem? The Tanya and the other tzaddikim weren't saying. They were not saying that you shouldn't understand the Gemara, that you shouldn't go into the Gemara with all your kaifas. They were talking about the overriding kavana of how to begin. But again, there were certain fringe groups among the Hasidim that were not learning as they should have and were focusing much, much less on Talmud Torah. But even when it comes to that, I mean, if one looks at the Chavis HaLevavis, LaMashal, the Chavis HaLevavis is a widely accepted, beloved Musa Sefer from Rabbeinu Bechayev, the Chavis HaLevavis, from the Kadmainer, from Erishin. The Chavis HaLevavis wrote very clearly that one's Eisek should not be with the Iker is when learning Torah, to learn the sugyas that are ala halacha, and not to use one's time to distract one from Dveikus by using the time learning Gemaras that are not ala halacha. Now that's something that should really get the Nisnagdim upset. But it came from the pen of the Chavis HaLevavis. You can look in the Hagdam, you'll see. He says it very clearly. And the Chassam Sofer, who taught Chavis HaLevavis every morning before the Gemara, he gave a small shiur in Chavis HaLevavis. So here, the Chassam Sofer very, very humbly disagreed. He says with the Chassid, with the righteous one, the Chavis HaLevavis, and the Chassam Sofer says that one should know that regardless of what sugi you're learning in Gemara, you're achieving Dveikus B'Hashem. The Chassam Sofer also says, it's a Deva Pashut, the Chassam Sofer. It's Dveikus B'Hashem. And even if you're learning a complicated sugya, and even though it's not Lahalacha, it's not Lahalacha. It's a Gemara, it's not Lahalacha. So the Chassam Sofer said, the Chassam Sofer even seems to be saying that there's especially Dveikus in those sugyas, but that's not for now. But the Chavis HaLevavis is a Rishon. It's not a new concept that the tachlis is Dveikus, and therefore, because many, many people are distracted from Dveikus and cannot have the kavana of Dveikus when they're learning sugyas that become very, very, that move very far away from halacha and can become intellectual activities as opposed to Dveikus. So this was a pulmus, this was a debate that preceded the Baal Shem Tov. And it's not something that was unheard of, even by the Rishonim, that there was concern over the Dveikus that's taking place or not taking place by learning certain parts of Torah that could distract an individual from that goal of Dveikus. And if you look in the Chavis HaLevavis, it's clear from the Chavis HaLevavis that the tachlis of Avodah is Dveikus, including Talmud Torah. And therefore, if a person's learning takes him further away from that, then he should focus on those parts of learning that are going to bring him closer to that. And the Chassam Sofer didn't scream, how could he say it? The Chassam Sofer said that he humbly, and the way he wrote such a lashon, that he disagrees on that nekuda with the Chassid, the author of Chavis HaLevavis, that to learn all of Shas and all of Pesukim. And yet, I'll tell you something else, which brought from the Chassam Sofer, since I mentioned the Chassam Sofer. What's brought down in the Svarim, it's not written in any of the Chassam Sofer's Svarim, but his son said it in his name, and it's found from some of the other Talmidim in the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer heard how Rabbi Isaac Alkalover, Schus Yergen Leiman, was one of the great Talmidei Baal Shem that came to Hungary and really, it was in Hungary and turned things around over there. That Rabbi Isaac Alkalover was makar of thousands of people with his nagunim. He was an unbelievable almanagin, the Kalover. Unbelievable. And he was makar of thousands of yidin with his nagunim. That the Chassam Sofer said to his son said it. The Chassam Sofer said, I would give half of my Torah to have the Koyach HaNagina. Now, if you or I would agree to give half of our Torah, understand. It wouldn't be such a thing to give half of the Torah. It's hard to find that to begin with. So if you're taking a raisin and you cut it in half, it's kind of racist. The Chassam Sofer says, of course the Mesnagdim say it couldn't be, he never said. His son said in an issue that this is not so long ago. We're not talking about whether Rashi said or he didn't say. He would give half of his Torah to be Masig, what that means. He would give half of his Torah for the Negunim, if he had the Koyach HaNegina. And we have, by the way, Zmiris from the Chassam Sofer. There's a whole sefer called Shiras Moshe. Chassam Sofer's poetry and his songs. And the Chassam Sofer asked him, when did he write those? He was never mevatel from learning. When did he write these poems and songs? So the Chassam Sofer told him that between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, he couldn't concentrate on learning because of the dveikus. He couldn't control himself to focus on learning. And that's when he wrote these poems and these songs and things. During the time between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. The Chassam Sofer said such a lashon that he would give half of his Torah and he was stam. The Chassam Sofer didn't talk in the luft like people talk. I would give this, I would give that. The Chassam Sofer said such a lashon. The tachlis is the vekis. The Chassam Sofer on his madrega felt that the koyach of Negina is an opening to a certain world of the vekis that he couldn't find somehow through learning. On his madrega, whatever that means. Besides, that he said about Rav Isaac Alkalover, that he said that he was makar of thousands of people. And we know from all of the Chassam Sofer's writings, especially his introduction to Yerdei, the Ketuche Chayser, the Chassam Sofer and his sons, all of his children said about him, that the Chassam Sofer saw the ikr of his life, the ikr avoid of his life, was to teach Torah to other Jews and to bring the Rav Shalom to other Yidden, and to bring people closer to God. And therefore one should be mocked in himself and give up even of his own, that he should be able to bring other Jews more Torah. And he saw the Rav Isaac Alkalover was able to sing Negunim, and thousands of Jews did tshuva. Thousands of people doing tshuva. and he said such a nusach like that. And we have from other tzaddikim, from the Ostev Tzur, that he said a lashon. Yeah, the Ostev Tzur said a lashon like this. It's brought down. And the Ostev Tzur, you know, was a goyin olam. He had a mind. He had an unbelievable mind. The Ostev Tzur, whenever a chassid came from Majid to visit the Ostev Tzur used to ask him to sing from the Majid Tzur Nigin, from the Rebbe, from the Divi Yisrael, to sing a Nigin. Especially the Azkara, he would ask him to sing Ezkara, the Nigin, the long Nigin Ezkara, which the Majid Tzur wrote when he was being operated on the whole night. So, and he would ask, and the Ostev Tzur would sit there and be crying. And there was somebody that there was a one of the chassidim that was by the Ostev Tzur, and he said that he sang it for the Ostev Tzur. And afterwards, the Ostev Tzur said that he's mekane in the koyach hanegina of the Majid Tzur. So the chassid said mekane, that he's jealous of the in kedusha, that he was envious of the Majid Tzur's koyach hanegina. The Ostev Tzur's Torah, he asked him, the Rebbe's Torah is. So you know what the Ostev Tzur said? This is what he brought back. The Ostev Tzur said, yeah, he says, I know how to learn. He says, but my learning, he says, I don't see that I'm able to be ma'ir other Yidden with my learning. I didn't wake up other Jews. But the Majid says, Nagunim, says, there's ma'ir everybody. Anybody who has Nagunim does tshuva. He says. So you know, that's these are not stories that are pleasing to certain people. Makana, the also says Makana, the Majid Tzur. The Chassam Sofer would be willing to give up half of his Torah for the ability to sing. The Tachlis is Dveikus. Uvay Sidbach. That's how these tzaddikim live. Torah is the strongest way of Dveikus. But the Chassam Sofer said such a thing. The also said such a thing. They were talking about being Mo'ira other Yidden that can't have such a service to the Torah, which many Jews can't. They're just not holding by it. And now the Chassam Sofer wanted so much to bring everybody back to Hashem. if you saw the Nigin, the Kaicha Nigina, but the Majus was able with Naginas, the Nagunim, to be more such a divakis by people. So the Tachlis is Uvay Sidbak. The Tachlis is not learning Torah to understand Torah. The Tachlis is through the act of Talmud Torah being Mizdabik in the Bari Olam. Because that is the tachlis of all of one's avodas Hashem. But that wasn't the discovery of the Baal Shem Tov. That wasn't something that he made up. Those are the words that are brought from the Ari HaKadosh. Shetia kavanos l'kashis nafshal ad bikel shosri de atarik de l'hashlam ilan l'hashlam odam elyon. How else could you explain that the Avni Nezer would sit for 3, 4, 5 hours by a tish, by Friday night, or by a shalashudis singing? The Avni Nezer wasn't a batlan. The Sfasemis, you know. So the Misnagdim would want to point out that this Chassidish Rebbe that he wasn't known for his learning. Look, the serious Misnagdim are not arguing with the fact that they were great, great luminaries of Torah by the Chassidim. And they would sit for hours on end, singing. And that avoided. So what, Torah Matahela, what's with Torah? So the Dogesh, it's true, that's what he's explaining, that in Chassidus, the Vekas was highlighted. And because of that, there were some Jews that would, and this with some justification, would cause Misnagdim to get worried and upset. That as some Jews would take that and say, well, you know, my thing is not learning. My Dveikus Hashem is with other stuff. And that would begin to have an effect on the centrality of Talmud Torah in the lives of the Yidden. We can understand where that could go. And it did in certain circles. It did. But history has proven that it would not lead Jews ultimately away from learning Torah. It's okay. Just the opposite, have the opposite effect, but bringing Jews to learn more and more. Not to learn less, but to learn more. He says, Ulam, let's continue. Ulam Bamis, the truth is, Lo al divrei hari bilvad mushtasis gishosa shel chassidus. It's not only on the Ari HaKadosh that this way of chassidus is based when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not only the Arizal. Kudai lahati kan midvarv shel habach baruch haim simin mem zayin al divrei hagemara ben nedarim beposuk al ma'ov the haaretz. Now it's interesting. This is one of the favorite bachs that the Bali Musar, that the Rashi Yeshiva, the Mashgichim like to quote. The Bach, again, is an authority that everybody accepts, all Jews accept. The Bais Chodesh of Yol Sirkis, who is accepted by all Jews, as not only as one of the greatest of the Achronim and Poskim, but as a Tzadik Yisod Olam. So the Gemara there says, Amma of the Ha'aretz, Al Ozim as Terasi. It's a famous Gemara. Why is Eretz Yisrael, why is there a Churban Beis HaMikdash, and why is the land, why has everything been destroyed? Because they've abandoned my Torah. They didn't walk in my Torah. And the Gemara says, Shein Mevarachim B'Torah Tchila. What does it mean, Al Ozim as Terasi? They left my Torah. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. You know that before you learn, every day in the morning you make Birchas HaTorah before. When you start your day, you make a bracha, Birchas HaTorah. So all this from beginning from Ben Yon and then afterwards, all this from Tolkien, what does that mean? So that Eretz Yisrael was destroyed and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. What does it mean they didn't make Birchas HaTorah? What religious doesn't say Birchas HaTorah in the morning? Everybody says Birchas HaTorah. So all this from talk about that. What does that mean? Shalei Baruch HaBetar Tchila. What does it mean that they didn't say Birchas HaTorah? Everybody says Birchas HaTorah. And that would bring, and even let's say there were some Jews that didn't say Birchas HaTorah. For that, there's a Churban. It sounds like they were learning Torah. That's what the Gemara is saying. They were learning. But they didn't say Birchas HaTorah. First of all, why would people who are learning, especially people learning, not say Birchas HaTorah? It's odd. People are not learning. They don't know. Maybe not. But a person is learning. Why wouldn't he say Birchas HaTorah? And if someone, for whatever strange reason, wouldn't, so that causes the Churban Beis HaMikdash. For that, there's destruction and misery and suffering and galus. Mizeh Loshna Bach. This is one of the most famous Bachs. Remember, the Bach is the Bais Chodesh. The Bach is a halacha sefer. It's not Musa. It's not Kabbalah. It's not Machshav. It's halacha. It's a perish on the tour. Shulchan Aruch. The Bach writes. He's talking there in Alok Zebich Sotar. And the Bach writes, V'nir de kevanosa yizborach ma'olam ha'yisa shaniya oiskim b'tayra. It seems that Hashem's intention was always that we should be learning Torah k'day she'tis'atzeim nishmaseinu ba'atzmus v'ruchnis u'kedushas makor ma'yitzeh ha'tayra. If we would take those words again, and right underneath it, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak from Baditshev, then we're going to have all public demonstrations and stuff like that. The Bach writes, the intention of learning Torah was always k'desha tis'atzeim nishmaseinu, that the neshama of a Jew should become completely bound and one b'atzmus with the essence and the ruchnis of the kedushas makor maitzei Torah, of the holiness of the source of the Torah, the one who gave the Torah. L'chein nos nagash baruch hu Torah's emes liYisrael b'matana. Therefore, Hashem gave this Torah's emes. It's good before Shul was to learn this. He gave his Torah's emes to the Jewish people as a gift. Shalei teshtakach miyitanu, and we should never forget it. Kedei shetesdabek nishmasenu v'gufenu, in order that there should be a dveikus of our neshama, of our bodies, the ramach evarim, the 248 limbs, shesai gidin, and the 365 gidin. V'ramach mitzvahs ha'sayin, the 248 mitzvahs, positive mitzvahs ha'sayin, lois ha'sayin, 365 negative, shebetar. V'mahayu oiskim b'tar al kavan ha'zois. And if we would have been learning the Torah with that kavanah, with that intention, hayu heima merkava, v'hechel ishkinos yizbarach, then the Jews would have been a merkava, a chariot, for the indwelling, a hechel, like a holy temple, a place. The Shekhinosis Bar, for the indwelling of Hashem's presence. That's the purpose of learning Torah. Shahisa Shekhinah Mamish Bekirbam. And then the Shekhinah would have been attached to us, would have been Mamish within us. Ki Heichel Hashem Hema. Because every Jew and the Jewish people were created to be the Heichel Hashem, the temple, the Mikdash, to contain the divine presence. Well, Bekirbam Mamish. And in the inside, each and every Jew, the Shekhinah would mamish have made its dwelling place. And the entire land, all of Eretz Yisrael, would be shining with his glory. And that would have been the kishra, the binding together of the world above with the world below. Vahaya HaMishkan Echad, as it says in Torah, when the Mishkan was built, when it was put up. Vahaya HaMishkan Echad, the higher world and the lower world would be one. Vahaya HaMishkan Echad, which is the exact same thing that Arizal was saying. Yichud Kutcha Berchu Shkinte, this is the Tachas of Tam Torah. That's how the Bach explains. Ulaholan Shami continues and says, Vahema Ozu was Terosi. So the Gemara in the Dharma says, why was the Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Why was there Bais HaMikdash? Why are we still in Galus? So the pasuk says, "Ozu es Terasi." They left my Torah. Now we know that they were learning Torah. They were learning a lot of Torah. So what does it mean, "Ozu es Terasi"? Who left the Torah? Lo hilchu ba, and they didn't walk in its way. Who wasn't? So the Bach writes. The meaning of this is, Peirush, Tchila sahalicha beruchni esatayr madrega lemadrega. The beginning of one's journey through the world of Torah, step by step, from level to level, is what? Kedei shetizdabeg ha-neshama ba'atzmas kedushas atayr. For the purpose of the neshama achieving devekis, with the essence of the Kedushas HaTorah. Le'holchuba, they didn't go on that path. They didn't go on that path. Da'haynu le'holchuba l'shma. Also now you say, maybe he's not talking about Torah l'shma. He says, Shlo'holchuba l'shma. They didn't learn Torah for her sake. For her sake, the Bach says clearly, Dveikus b'Hashem. Dveikus b'Kedushas HaTorah b'Hashem. Shabo leftoach be'esek haTorah. They were learning Torah. They were saying all kinds of fancy things. And they were learning Torah. But the Torah was not for the sake of Dveikus b'Hashem. And now we're wondering, so we ask, but didn't Chazal say that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of other stuff? The Gemara in Yuma, and so on. But the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Gilai Raish, Shvichuzdam, Avodah Zarah, and then later on, Sekhmas HaMikdash, Sinas Chinam, and so on. What about all those things? So what the Bach is saying is that when Jews are learning Torah without God, then that Torah will not protect them from doing the worst of avos. It's not going to make you into a tzaddik. It's not going to have the desired result. So all of those other things that are described, things, stuff that was going on by the Beis HaMikdash, by Churban Beis HaMikdash, terrible things that we cry about, Tisha B'Av, all of that came from Shlo Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. They didn't say Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is the Rabbi Yonah already, so it doesn't mean they didn't say Birchas HaTorah. Every Jew says Birchas HaTorah. So what does it mean they didn't say Birchas HaTorah? It means they didn't connect the God to the Torah. Birchas HaTorah means that you stop before you learn and you say, Shabbat Habonu Nasam Anu. Who's the one? For whose sake are we doing this? What's the purpose of learning Torah? They said Birchas HaTorah, but they said it fast, whatever they said. But when they were learning, their learning was not connected. Was not connected to the very Olam. Mimela, the result of that is, ultimately, where that would lead to would be a complete dismantling of Torah life. Because learning Torah without a Kodesh Baruch Hu leads to the destruction, to the Churban of Torah and of Yiddishkeit. And history has proven that. History has proven that. And if one looks carefully at Eastern Europe, Erev the Milchama, Erev the Holocaust. And if one looks at it honestly and accurately, the state of Yiddishkeit in Europe, Erev the Holocaust, what was it like in Russia, in Lithuania in general? And what was it like in Poland, in Galicia in general, as far as Shmir's Emes? There were problems everywhere. And nobody should romanticize what was going on over there. Because Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, I mentioned many times, they said that Rabbi Yaakov said that. He says, I know, I grew up there and I was there as an adult. I didn't see that it was so gewaldig like they talk about now, everybody talks about. That's what he said to Rabbi Yaakov. But there was a very big difference between how it was in Russia, Lithuania. The assimilation was rampant. Davke in those places that were far from the light of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The assimilation and intermarriage, you can't compare. Wherever the Baal Shem Tov, there's even a Kabbalah, wherever the Baal Shem Tov didn't walk, wherever the Baal Shem Tov didn't go, those places that he never reached in his schlepping were already different places. But where his teachings didn't reach, and where that way of life of Chassidus didn't spread. Just have to look and see what was. Again, it wasn't perfect by the Chassidish families either, by any means. But there's a huge difference. and from those who survived the war, even when you go to Orthodox Jews, who are in the world now Orthodox Jews, and without going into the demographics and trying to figure out numbers by the 6 million and what happened afterwards. From those Jews who were Shomer Torah mitzvahs, the vast majority come from homes that were Chassidish homes. If not the parents, grandparents, great-grandparents were Chassidish homes. the vast majority. That's why when I, just as a side note, when we started the shul, so the few people that wanted to start the shul, they were saying, you know, they asked me, so what nusach we daven? So what do you think we're going to daven? So not Ashkenaz. So I said, no, we're going to daven nusach Sfarad. But Rabbi, everybody here davens Ashkenaz, wouldn't you? I said, they think they daven Ashkenaz. They don't daven Ashkenaz. You'll see that 90% of these people, if they go back to their grandfathers and great-grandfathers, they daven Sfarad. Not all, 90%. They daven Sfarad. Just have to dig into the family history. 90%, which is true. Over the years, this one coming to me and saying, it turns out that my grandfather, this one was a chart giver, this one was a belzer, this one was a vishnitzer. Who the Maminim that came into the Maminim that were left in the world after the Holocaust? And had a hergish for Yiddishkeit. With a beard or without a beard. That's not what I'm talking about. Even not keeping mitzvahs, keeping mitzvahs. But a shaychus to the Rabbani Shalom. Without Dveikus B'Hashem, without the light of the B'Hashem, and I understand that this is a controversial thing that I'm saying, and I don't care. Because it's the truth. That without the light of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Yiddishkeit could not continue. We can't. It's Yiddishkeit without the Bari Olam. Alma of the Ha'aretz. We're in a matzav like this right now. I believe that with all of my heart. And that's that I try to spend every minute of my life involved in. We're in this right now. It's falling apart. Right. It looks very, very big. Because there are a lot of yeshivas and there's a lot of from people. When you go into doggies on a Thursday night and everything, it really looks very religious, everything. It's cracking, it's falling, and the Hashem's Baal should watch over us. But it's cracking, it's falling apart. And unless, I don't care if you call it Chassidus, give it any name you like, it doesn't make a difference to me. It's an emergency. It doesn't make, you can call it the Vilna Gaon, whatever you like. Call it Musa, it doesn't make a difference. If you don't bring Dveikus B'Hashem back into Yiddishkeit, it's finished. Can't go on. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who said. He said, when everybody else gave up hope, Rabbi Shimon said, then they all were saying, "I see this Torah at Tishtakim in Israel." Come, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon got up and said, "What? Loi Tishtakim? He loi Tishtakach mi Pizarro is the Oisius Yochai." Right? Rabbi Shimon says, "Not going to be forgotten." Because what's Rabbi Shimon? The Zohar Kodesh. What's Rabbi Shimon? Is Dveikus B'Hashem. As long as there's a Baruch Shalom, you just cannot be forgotten. But if Torah and the Baruch Shalom start to go apart, and you have smart people that are just stopping each other in the street and talking and learning, without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, without any Shaychus to the Baruch Shalom, without real davening, without real avoda, so then I see the Torah should talk to Yisrael. Then the Torah is going to be lost. Rabbi Shimon promised it would never happen. Rabbi Shimon said that B'Sifra Da, with this book, with the Zohar Kodesh, we're going to leave Golos. That's what it means. What does it mean with this book? It means the Zohar Kodesh, the Ariya Kodesh, the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, the Dveikus B'Hashem, Sifra, the Chibur Da, Yafkun Galusa Berachme, with love. To leave Golus, with love, Berachme, with Rachmanis, with love, without the Dveikus B'Hashem. It wasn't a Chiddush of Chassidus. It was the Dagesh, it was the highlight, it was the emphasis of Chassidus. It wasn't the creation of Chassidus. The Bach says, that's the meaning of the Gemara. Shalei Baruch Hu B'Torah T'chila. They didn't say Birchas HaTorah. They're not Orthodox Jews. They didn't say Birchas HaTorah. Everybody doesn't say Birchas HaTorah? All the Yeshiva Baruch Hu are not saying Birchas HaTorah. Everybody sings Birchas HaTorah. It's the first thing in the morning you say the brachas. But how does the day end? What happens that night? Without Dveikus B'Hashem, the fact that you say Birchas HaTorah in the morning doesn't guarantee that the way that you end that day is going to be in a holy way. It doesn't even guarantee that the time that you spend in the yeshiva talking and learning is going to be with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, any shaychus to Kedusha. And the same guy that's sitting in front of the Gemara all day can go out in the street and especially if it's getting hot, he can eye in like this, but he can't take his eyes, forget the Gemara, he can't take his eyes off the street. Without Dveikus B'Hashem. And this is nowadays about the Chassidim, but it doesn't make a difference. I said it's across the board. Whether you call yourself a Chassid, it's not them as Chassidim anyway nowadays.
you call yourself a chassid, whatever it is, a litvak, a svadi, without the Baruch Shalom, there's no such thing. There's no such thing. It can't be. Perish tchilos ha-halichas, the beginning is, brukhin satari, madregla, madregla, desh desdabik, and neshom bi-atzmus, kedusha satari, loy holchuba, ta'im loy holchuba, l'shma. Bisha, shabo, liftoich, b'esa, katarik, desh desdabik, desh baseini, b'atzmus, kedusha satari, v'ruchnius, l'hoirid, l'hoirid, ha-shchina, b'kirbeinu. That's the tachas of Torah. It's the Bach. L'hoirid, ha-shchina, b'kirbeinu. To bring the shchina into our lives. So show the Bach to the person who takes the Bilvavi Mishkanevna and closes it and says this is nicht unsere Messiah, that's not our Messiah. Who's the Messiah? What? The Rebbeinu Shlom is not our Messiah, that's what you say. Anoich Hashem Akech is not our Messiah. I thought it was. Anoich Hashem Akech is not our Messiah. Our Messiah is to learn. The Messiah is Uvay Sidbach. Uvay Sidbach, Dveikas Bashem, Tachlis of Talmud Torah. Tamsis Advar, you know, Lohochab, Lassab, the Torah Lishma, right? They weren't learning Torah Lishma. That's the Bach. That's before the Baal Shem Tov. That's before the Nefesh HaChayim. It's the Bach. Tamsis Advar, Kitzach, so the Mishka says, Tamsis Advar, Kitzach, Lahagish, Bishosh, Apaischem, Belimin HaTorah, Kedushas, Nois, and HaTorah. Which Rabbi Chaim Velazquez didn't disagree with. That when you open up to learn the Sefer, you should think about and feel the Kedusha of the one who gave the Torah. And to be Mizdabik, B'nefesh, B'shchinos, Yisbar, She'yivedes, Lama De'yesek, and Torah. And to be Mizdabik, you should ask Hashem to help with this learning. You should go to be Mizdabik to the one who gave the Torah. And therefore, when the person closes the Gemara and he walks out of the Beis Medrash, with the Rebbeinu Shlom, who he came into the Beis Medrash with. But if he never came into the Beis Medrash with the Rebbeinu Shlom, then when you leave the Beis Medrash, there's also no Rebbeinu Shlom. The only thing that was different between being the Beis Medrash and outside the Beis Medrash is that Gemara. Before the Beis Medrash, you were not a God-fearing person. Eyes, ears, mouth, whatever. After the Beis Medrash, you're also not a God-fearing person. In the Beis Medrash, you were learning. Is that what the Baruch Shalom gave us the Torah? That's the whole Yom Tov of Shavuos. That's the Yom Tov of Shavuos. One of the Chevra told me yesterday he saw an advertisement for liquor in one of the Jewish newspapers, in a Frum newspaper. There's an advertisement for liquor. I wasn't so excited to see this yet. There was an advertisement for liquor that had a group of I don't know what, Chassidim, or Frum-looking people sitting around some bottles of vodka, was it? Sitting around some bottles. Oh, here. Here's a specimen. Like I have in court. The clerk, please pass over the... Okay. Here we have an advertisement. Imperial Collection is vodka. It's the vodka that makes your yontiv. It has a heimische hashgacha with a little ribbon and a lot of Yiddish on it. And you have, I never imagined it to be this big, but you have here a picture of thousands and thousands, multitudes of Jews, two bottles of vodka, which are the two luchas, that's the idea, and it says, Nase v'nishte. We will keep the Torah, and we will hear the Torah. Nase v'nishte amru ke'echad. I know they meant as Leitonis. Leitonis by us was always Purim. And this would be funny on Purim. It would be Purim shtick at a Purim Suda, not even on Purim to be put into a newspaper. Just at a Purim Suda, to shtick. To advertise the vodka that makes you a yontiv, not to rice kriya. I mean, I hate to spoil everybody's Erev Shabbos. But to rice kriya? And I know that everybody needs money, that the newspaper, which is a Fruma newspaper, the newspaper that printed this, They have no busha? They have no busha? I know I'm going to get a call from the brother-in-law of the editor if he hears this. I don't know if he will. Oh, I know. They have no busha? And I'm sure he wasn't responsible. He's got people working for him. And this cost probably, this is $500 a chesva, so $500, you know, well, right, I'll get a, so Weinberg will get upset. No, a couple of other people might hear about this will get upset, but it's an advertisement. Nasiv and Nishta, two luchas, two bottles of vodka, the vodka that makes you a yontif. That's what makes you a yontif. Those are the two luchas. Nasiv and Nishta. Nasiv and Nishta. So what's going to be? Ilmolai Oire shall Oire Shiva Seyam Habal Shem Tev HaKadosh. What's going to be? What's going to be? That's from the Misnagdish newspaper, you understand. Nasiv and Nishta. Shavuos is Kabbalah's the Torah. For that, the Bari Olam gave us the Torah, and that's what's become of us. Some gushamim to make two bottles of vodka like the two luchas, and that's what means Kabbalah's the Torah. And that's what it means to be a Jew. And people are not ashamed, and from people are not embarrassed to print such a thing, that we should all write letters to the newspaper to say, how could you publish this? How could you print? You're not embarrassed. Bizyonis to make Leitzanis Erev Shavuos. Nasiv and Nishta. But how could such a thing come about? This is by frum people. This used to be like Maskim would make fun. The Reformed Jews would make fun in the old days of the frum. This would be anti-Semitic. Now you have a frum newspaper that holds up the banner of the yeshiva world, and then and for a few $100 they'll print such apikoresis and make a picture of it. And the rabbi gives his hashgacha. Which said, if I was from that, I would take the hashgacha off of that from such an advertisement. Tell him to write a letter of apology to the Jewish people for making a bizyonis of Torah Kedosha. And before we allow any advertisement, but before you put our hechsher on your vodka. But no. Everybody's laughing. It's going to find lights on this. And go to the store to buy a bottle of vodka with a hamish hechsher. Everybody's going to drink nasi. You saw the advertisement? Yeah, it's funny. They'll pass around drinks on shoes. So. Torah Lishma is L'shem Hashem. Dveikus B'Hashem. And that's the meaning of L'shem HaTorah in its light. That's what he says. That the Tachlis is to bring the Shechina into ourselves. That's what the Bach is saying. L'baruch HaBatara T'chili means you can have Jews who are religious, who learn Torah, but it has no connection to the Baishon. No connection to the Baishon. The people who wrote that, obviously, are learned enough to know that there's such a thing as Nasiv and Nishma. They heard of that. That means that they learned a pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, right? They also know that it says in the Zmirs, Nasiv and Nishma Amru Keach. That means that they probably keep Shabbos and they sing Zmirs, right? They also know that there were two luchas. That's pretty good. That means that they got to Echad Miyodeya, Shnayim Miyodeya. In the Haggadah, they got to the end of the Seder, right? So that's pretty. These are very serious people. These are very learned people, the Vatka people. So, and but what is it? Without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can make such a mistake, which if somebody would point, I'm sure they're beautiful Jews, and if someone would point it out to them and talk to them heartsick, they would be embarrassed and they would apologize. But it's part of the Shidchis, the Sukkah of Shal, the Shalomis. And they would probably, many of them would say, you're making a big deal, we didn't mean it in a bad way, v'chul, v'chul, v'chul. It's not that I don't have a sense of humor, I'm a big lights myself. But, you know, there's a gvul. Torah Lishmos Kefisha Pirsha HaBach HaMavad HaChila B'Sigman HaLoshan Hein Heimad Divya Baal Shem Tov. What the Bach is saying is not any different from the Baal Shem Tov at all. A word here, a word there. Not from the Ari, not from Baal Shem, in the Zohar Kodesh, 50 places in the Zohar Kodesh. Not any difference. Alright, so next week is Yom Tov. So Bez Hashem, after Yom Tov, after that we're going to finish a piece from the Maharal. This Maharal, especially Perek Yud Aleph, is filled with this Mahalach. And then we're going to be ready, Bez Hashem, to return to Eretz Yisrael, to put in Mr. Hashem our time to the Eretz Yisrael.